And we have our guest on the line, as we're going to remember, our very first guest that we ever had on this program as it got started. He was the great Wally Pickle, and we have his daughter on the line this morning, and we say good morning to Barb Lilly. Barb, how are you?
Good morning. I am doing great.
All right. And you have the distinct honor of being one of the children of Wally and Alice Pickle, I understand.
I do, and I have two other brothers.
Uh-huh. And older or younger, how do you guys fit in?
I have one older and I have one younger.
Okay, and they are?
Dale and Lon.
Dale is the oldest, and then
Dale
comes
is
you.
The oldest, yes.
Uh-huh. And then Lon is the youngest. All right.
Yes.
Well, very good. Well, Barb, we want to remember your dad in a special way. He was our very first guest, and 197 programs. Well, if you divide that by 52 in a year, and plus you allow for a couple of weeks that I'm not here. So this has been since 2013. And I remember when I had this idea to do this program here, I had talked to your dad, and I told him about it, and he said, heck yeah, I'll do that program with you. And so he was our very first guest way back in February of 2013. What an honor.
That's awesome.
You bet. And he's been here several times. The most recent time, he was here back in October yet with Lon.
Yes.
Your mom and dad came in and didn't know it would be the last time I'd get to see him.
Yes.
You bet. Well,
he enjoyed that.
He did. He did. And there's so much to talk about. I don't even know where we should begin, but maybe we should talk about the present a little bit. You guys are planning a memorial service, so let's talk about that a little bit first. That's coming up a week from today.
It is. It's going to be next Sunday, and the doors are going to open out at the fairground.
Uh-huh.
We have the commercial building out at the fairground. We'll have, they'll open up at 1 o'clock, and there'll be a short service at 2 o'clock. Some honors from the Rifle Squad, and just a short service from 2 to around 2:30 probably, 2:40 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have some polka music, and we're going to have some food, and we're just going to have a good time and remembering him. We are going to have displays up and some of his videos going on, and everybody and anybody that enjoyed him or knew him in some way, shape, or form, or their lives were touched by him in some way, please come out and join the family.
Exactly. And it's sort of a bittersweet or a semi-sad and semi-happy event, how would you say it? You know, I think he'd want it this way. Most musicians don't want somebody crying over them or whatever. They want to be remembered with the music that they played. I mean, that was their life, right?
Yes, that was totally his life.
Oh.
Yes, I remember as a kid him jumping on that pogo stick in the garage, learning how to jump on a pogo stick.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine that? You know, an adult person, adult man. But it was such a great act. I mean, he went someplace with it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we were just listening to an old video. He had an interview in front of his music store, and he was saying that his one of his goals would be to jump on the pogo stick with three trumpets.
Oh, my word.
And, of course, that never happened, but...
But he did accomplish it with one, huh?
Oh, two.
And two, yes.
Two
that's right.
Trumpets,
oh,
yep.
My goodness, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
My word. Yeah.
It was very interesting. He definitely pursued music in many different areas, you know. He played at Easter church, and he played for the funeral, the taps for the guys. I don't know. I think they said something like over 1,000 taps.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I knew about that, but I didn't know it was that many.
Yeah.
But he would always, and of course, there is usually a bugler or a trumpet player or something at those military funerals. And,
yes.
And so he did all of those in the area there, huh?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
He did. And a lot of times it was rain or shine. And then, of course, he had his own radio little program, half
the
hour.
Patch.
And sometimes he even had to do it from home, because we couldn't get to the radio station.
Yes, and that was called the Pickle Patch, and that was on the Hutchinson radio station there. And Johnny Munns was the producer
yes.
there. He was so good with your dad.
Yes,
And in fact, I want to get a hold of John sometime and see about having him on the show too. Sometime down the road, we'll remember Wally too, because John and him worked together so much.
Oh, it was over 35 years they worked together.
Yeah, and they would feed off of one another. I mean, it was
totally.
I listened to it many times, and they were just the two of them were so good. Yeah,
quite the pair.
They were. Well, your dad also had a music shop in Hutchinson for a time.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I believe I was around third or fourth grade when he started that. And we have some old pictures of when they first started. And it was Jerry Olson from Wilmer had a music store. And he kind of helped Dad get... coordinate some things to get pianos and organs and some of the stereo stuff. And I know they took a lot of their trips through earning points through Magnavox.
Okay.
So.
Very good.
Yeah.
Now your mom was involved with a lot of the things, too, in one capacity or another. I understand she played with the band sometimes, huh?
She did. She played with the band in the very beginning.
Uh-huh.
We've got some pictures of her sitting by the piano.
Okay.
And then she also played organ for him on his acts that they would go do around, kind of, we call it the vaudeville act.
Sure.
And then she also had her own Chalk Talk act where she drew a picture and she made a picture out of another picture. So they did a lot of travel, like they went down to Arizona and Texas and different places to do that kind of entertaining.
Wow. Now, did you guys travel with them, you as kids, or were you behind with relatives or something, or how did that all work out?
You know, we in the beginning, we had a whole family band.
Oh, you did?
Dale played trumpet, I played trumpet, and my little brother played drums.
Uh-huh.
And Mom played the organ, and we did a couple gigs. I remember in Iowa, we did a fair, and it had 10,000 people there.
My goodness.
And that was huge for us kids.
Yep, I can believe that.
So, and then it kind of dwindled away as... you know, Dale, we got older and got more involved in high school activities and things like that. And then, of course, Dale graduated first. So it just kind of broke apart.
Sure. Now, yourself, you said you played trumpet?
I played trumpet. I played piano. I played organ.
Uh-huh.
And I even had some vocal lessons.
Wow. Now, did you get the occasion to sit in with the Wally Pickle Band at all ever, or...
I did not.
You did not.
Okay. I did not. You know, I don't, you know, when you look back and say, well, why didn't I do that?
Yes.
You know, but as I went on and graduated in 72, a lot of their trips, I know my younger brother went to Europe with them a couple times when they did the Oktoberfest over there.
Uh-huh.
But I was already gone from the house, so.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, and I think maybe things were different back in that era. Nowadays, you see some of the bands that bring in their kids along at 3, 4, 5 years old and making them a part of the act and so on. Whereas back then, it was a little more. Now, was your mom like a stay-at-home mom with you guys? Or?
Well, until she played with Dad. I remember getting plenty of babysitters coming in.
Okay.
And they played a lot. They played some Wednesday nights, and they played a lot on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even some Sundays.
Yeah, because that was their
full
time.
When they had the big bands. Yeah,
that was their full time work, wasn't it? I mean,
He was a carpenter too.
Oh, he was a carpenter. Besides that, I didn't know. Oh my goodness.
He was a carpenter too. So.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and then Mom was working on her art, of course, and taking care of the home. And then when they started the store, she was down at the store just as much as he was.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Now, so that was, it kept everybody busy.
Okay. So you did play the instruments in school then and so on, but did not...
Oh, yeah, we were in the band.
Sure,
yep.
In the concert band. Very good. Very good. Well, your dad passed away on, what, March 2nd?
Yep.
And
yep.
And
you know, he was 90 years old.
Uh-huh.
He had played, he had just played Jackpot Junction.
Yeah, that's right.
Lon took him there with mom, and they had, so he, I think it was a month before, or about a month before. And so,
yeah.
I mean, he did what he enjoyed doing all the way up to the end.
That's
and you
just
couldn't
awesome.
Ask for anything better.
Isn't that true? You bet. And I know he was still sharp when he was here yet in October. I mean,
yep.
he remembered all of the musicians in the band. Did you get to know the musicians at all as you grew up?
Well, you know, some of them, yeah, I mean, came and gone. I mean, there was, we were looking at pictures, and like Cy Banyal was in one of the bands that when I was in school.
Uh-huh.
So, and they used to have party, well, like right after parades and things like that.
Uh-huh.
They'd all had the band and all their families and everything would come over to our backyard, and we'd have a big barbecue, and
sure.
you know, and so there were some of those guys, and of course Jerome Cadillac, and I mean those guys were there when I was young, and some of the other guys that he's got now, I don't know them as well.
Sure.
I've met him and this and that, but Lonnie is my younger brother is very. Very much friends with all of them, and
sure.
he knows them quite well.
You bet. Well, and again, his memorial service is going to be a week from today, and
the 30th.
Yeah.
And if you can't make the service itself at 2 o'clock, then come on down at 2:30, 3 o'clock, and join in with the music and the eats and the festival.
All right. Well, very good. Barb, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, so we need to take a break here and read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. And
absolutely.
Then we'll come back with you, and then we'll close out the show, if that's all right.
Thank you.
All right. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The St. Joe Meat Market is federally inspected, 8916. You'll want to remember the St. Joe Meat Market for all of your butchering and processing needs. The St. Joe Meat Market still butchers beef and hogs every Monday by appointment. Sausages made twice a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. We continue to do venison and wild game all year round. If you still have some trimmings in your freezer, this is a great time to bring them in, and you'll be able to pick up the finished product within a week's time or so. Now, this week, the Y2K Lions are hosting the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. So we invite you to stop by for a brat and a beverage. The ladies do such a wonderful job of cooking and serving. The Brat of the Week series continues, and this week it's our smoked honey barbecue brats. So stop by this week and stock up, taking 30 cents per package off each package at the checkout counter all week long. Unlimited quantities. And as always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, and you can always call 320-363-4913. And Barb, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works, and your dad knew it full well, because several times he got that nice meat package that we put up at the St. Joe Meat Market. I usually have a hand in that, and along with Chasm, we send that out to your priority mail and hope that you and those around you can enjoy it in good health. How's that
for
you?
Wow, thank you so much.
You bet, and yeah, very deserving, and I know your dad always enjoyed that package as well.
He liked meat, and he liked good meat. So.
Okay. All right. Barb, your situation, you're married, of course.
I am married, and I have two children, and I live in Colorado at the time.
Oh, you do? So
yes.
You're kind of on a break from home and staying here at home while this whole thing plays out then, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
It's taking some work to put all of this together.
Absolutely. I can understand that. Do you have a career or something that you're doing?
I work as a biologist at a wastewater treatment plant.
Oh, you do? Okay. And they're
gracious. I worked in Mankato for a while, and then I went out to Colorado and got a job out there. And it's very rewarding, because you really feel like you're. If without that infrastructure, we would not be able to live the way we live in the United States.
There you go. Okay. And they're gracious enough to grant you this time off here for this situation. So.
Absolutely.
That is
absolutely.
Just wonderful.
So they're a good company to work for, and And you know, you nowadays it's kind of nice. You save up some vacation time.
Uh-huh.
So you got to spend that too.
Sure. Well, that's great. Just a little bit about your dad's band again. Of course, Wally Pickle, and he has two CDs out available, and he's always made those available to me, so folks can get them up at the meat market here in St. Joe, or they can check out my website. So his music will live on, and you guys plan to continue providing us with those CDs as the plan?
We sure hope so.
Yes.
That is our plan, yes.
Well, that's great.
Absolutely.
Did you grow up liking the polka music, or you know?
I loved it.
You did. Okay.
I loved it. We went to many, many dances.
You did. Awesome. Yeah, because you are from the same era that I am from, and back in those days, there were a lot of dances and dance halls and so on.
Oh, yes. Yes, and then my mother danced, and we had a lot of friends and relatives that participated in Dad's music.
Okay. So. And wasn't it a great... activity or whatever you want to say. I mean, it was so fun. It was good exercise.
It was good exercise, yes.
Most of us all walk around with those little ponchos nowadays, and if we'd still be dancing like we used to, I probably wouldn't be there, huh?
That is very true.
Oh, for sure. How about your kids? Are they into music at all?
They are more into writing. My oldest daughter did take piano for many years. And she's now teaching her son some piano, but they more took the other artistic side, more of mom's side, and likes to draw and likes to write.
Okay, well that's good. It's very good. Now, are there other grandchildren besides your two?
We have and then we have my mom has a great grandson,
oh,
Jonah.
Really? Okay, awesome. All right.
So and they've enjoyed very much coming in. They spent a lot of time with Grandma and Grandpa while I was a single mom for a while, and I went back to college.
Okay.
And so Dad loved taking the kids on trips.
Okay. So they did have a chance to associate with Grandpa. And...
Oh, yes.
Oh,
very
that's
much
awesome.
So. Very much so. This is rather hard on them.
Yes, I can believe that.
Yep.
You bet. You bet. Well, Barb, like I kind of forewarned you, we get to this point of the program, and I usually ask all of my guests if they can remember back a memory. Most of the time I'm talking to somebody that has actively played with the band, and they might have memories that they share of going to a dance or, you know, flat tires on the way or playing playing in front of a huge crowd or this or that. But in your case, some memory that you might want to share of just growing up with the family and your dad, something that you'd want to share with the listeners?
You know, this doesn't have anything to do with his music, though. I mean, I remember as a kid, every year we would go fishing.
Oh, really?
We had a special spot up in Long Lake that it had an outhouse. It was very rustic. But the lake was gorgeous, and we'd be up at 5 o'clock in the morning as a family fishing, and we'd have fish for breakfast.
Really?
And it was a yearly thing until maybe my sixth grade, and then we started taking bigger trips.
Oh, okay.
We started going to South Dakota and things like that. So Dad made sure that we had that time together as a family.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
So that was, when we were home and things like that, I mean, we worked together, but he would practice his trumpet. He would practice his trombone. He played a trombone with his toes.
So
he did a lot of practicing.
He did. And I guess we neglected to mention, we've mentioned it on several shows when he was still here as our guest. He did make it to TV on the Johnny Carson show, Merv Griffin.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he really did acclaim notoriety with all of that TV performances. So.
Yep, and his band played for the opening of the Cooper Theater.
Oh, really?
Yep, and so there's a lot of little things that we're trying to put together for, just giving him recognition.
Well, and you know, a lot of people that have been famous or similar to your dad, they write books about him. And boy, it would be worthy of a book to be written about Wally because he did so much too. Isn't that true?
We have talked about that, and we thought that would be very fun to put together.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work from what I understand, but you get somebody that knows the background and investigates it all and put it together in a book, and he would be deserving of a book because he's done a lot.
And we'd have plenty for a picture book, too.
Oh, I can believe that. He didn't mind pictures, huh?
Oh, no, he liked pictures.
He liked pictures. Well, our time is about run out, Barb, so we want to just kind of recap again for folks just tuning in. We're talking with Barb Lilly. You're the daughter of Wally Pickle, and you guys are going to be hosting a memorial service. And just tell us again where it's at and the times.
It's going to be at the McLeod County Fairground in Hutchinson, and it's going to open. Doors will open at 1 o'clock. Service will be at 2 o'clock. We'll have displays and videos going on, and short service from 2 to like 2:30, and then we're going to have food and dancing and music, and we'll have a good time.
Absolutely, and that's 1 week from today, April 30th. All right. Well, with that, we're going to let you run. Barb, we want to thank you so much for taking time out to join us on our Musicians Come and Play program and remember your dad. And I tell everybody, all of my guests, that the good Lord willing, we'll have you on the program again down the road sometime if you and I are still here.
That'd be great. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. So with that, we're going to let you run. Wish you guys a good day and good luck with the service next week.
Thank you.
All right, and there she goes, Barb Lilly, our guest, our 196th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 9 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we're at 51 degrees. Don't go away. We'll have music coming up by Wally Pickle and the band in just a moment.